Welcome to episode 10, guys. Welcome to your favorite podcast. It's the Joycast. I'm your host, Amaterasu, joined by my lovely co-host, the amazing Torrent Senpai, the life-saving St. Vent 91, the FF14 Hermit.
Excuse me, I take offense at that. I'm the FF14 addict. Thank you very much. Not Hermit. All right. I've already logged in about 450 hours. Thank you very much. So, yeah. Okay, just put respect on my name.
All right. My bad. The FF14 addict and probably still God of Iron. All right. So, guys, we have got some interesting topics for you today. As per usual, Last of Us 2. We had some 8 minutes of never before seen gameplay and information on the two enemy factions, the new enemies, and everything else. We also are going to talk about the PS Plus and Xbox Live Gold game lineup for June. And of course, IGN has released their Summer of Gaming of Games schedule. So we're going to talk to you about what we can expect from that. And finally, we're going to talk about Apex Season 5 and a bit of information about how it has the best info and entertainment of players from a season yet. Okay. Mm-hmm. That and more in this episode. Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Sony did announce that on June
6th? June 4th
is a PS5 event, but I think it's more, I'm not sure, we don't know if it's a reveal per se, but we know that we're going to get some information on a lot of the new games that are going to be coming to the PS5. So
there's a rumor that they'll show the actual device at the end of the presentation, but it's a rumor.
There is a rumor, but we'll see. But you see, you know what? We assess rumors, and then we wait and see.
Yeah.
But let's not get excited for something, because that's when people get
excited. We assume that Mark Cerny was going to reveal the thing at the end of his long talk. Yeah. And look what happened.
I didn't.
I just want to see what the back of the container looks like. That's not so hard.
Turn around, girl. I just want to see something.
let me check you out from behind.
Yeah, so am I. I actually don't want to see what it's like as well.
All this and more coming right up on the Joycast. All right, so let's start light and with some good news as well, right? The Series X is offering quick resume features to backwards compatible games. What does that mean? That means the quick resume feature, which is that you can start off right where you left off almost immediately without even having to, you know, save or anything. Like, it's instantaneous. It's coming to all backwards compatible games on the Series X. Lovely.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that's really nice, especially for us here in Nigeria, with NEPA.
that's true. Just in case, let's assume I'm someone who doesn't know how quick resume works. How does quick resume work? You know, for our less educated viewers out there, I'm taking the hit for them because I care about you guys and I want you to be just as informed as I am. So please, if you can,
that's like giving it a full check. But you said
so essentially, in as lay term as possible, basically, it's similar to what I think the Switch does. Once you put off your console, it freezes in play. The Xbox recognizes where you stopped without you having to save or anything. So if you switch into another game and start that one, once you come back to the first game, you continue from where you stopped seamlessly. So
so it's actually better than a Switch. It's like what the Switch does, but on crack, right? Because the Switch, you can't play two, three games at a time. But with quick resume, you can be in up to three games at a time and switch between them.
Yeah, but
leave it exactly
where you left off. My other question now is quick resume a thing that's always happening in the background? So with a sudden power cut, for example, and it could still bring you back to where you left off, as opposed to it being something you have to manually do?
That's a particular use case that has not been discussed whatsoever, right? At all, because you know people don't really think about that. Usually, that in these countries where these things are made for, they just like powers on all the time. What you're talking about, you know?
Thank you.
Yeah, Colin. Now look at it this way. Remember, look at it this way. Your Microsoft Excel, you know, the autosave feature that it has now. So once you're working on your laptop and the power goes off and you forgot to save, there's that bar that pops up when you put on your Excel that, autosave, do you still want to use, do you still want to continue from where you stopped or whatever. So that's basically it. Microsoft being Microsoft and carrying over their tech.
Well, that's pretty cool.
So those times when someone just calls that. So if you have an angry girlfriend that puts off your console,
I'm still triggered by that video, by the way. First and foremost,
I would not have a girlfriend that would do that. I'm just saying.
I don't think it would still be a girlfriend.
Sorry?
You wouldn't still be my girlfriend if you did that.
Exactly. It just wouldn't happen. It's just like, what?
After you have finished fighting Sephiroth in Kingdom Hearts 2,
get out.
And you just won, do not turn off your peer.
No, I don't want to see you again. Just leave.
You can't have enough. Just go up. Just be going. I don't come back. The locks are changing. I don't. If I see you on the street, I would distract you.
Well, quick resume. Saving relationships is 120. Honestly, thank you, Kule and Rotimi, for educating the rest of the masses about Quick Resume.
Of course, for the rest of the masses, we would do anything.
Fantastic. All right. I wouldn't do anything.
All right. As far as disseminating information on the podcast. Yes. Okay, so next one, Last of Us 2. So there was a state of play this week. And Last of Us 2 showed us 8 minutes of gameplay. And we got some information on the two enemy factions and the new enemies that will be appearing in the game. And kind of what they were going for, the tone of the game. You know, there was a gameplay bit last week that showed like every little piece of gameplay, which was really nice. And this ties in nicely with it. It kind of expands on top of it. And yeah, I mean, guys, what did you think? What do you think of... the gameplay.
I didn't see it, but is it just me, or do all these moves just reek of damage control?
Oh no! So the 100% reek of damage control, or rather than just damage control, I would say it's even fixing, right? Because what they're doing is drawing everybody's attention away from the story and making people see, hey, this is the game in action, which is probably what they would have done anyway, right? You know, and they sort of said the story is going to be great, but it would just have shown the story trailer and then it would expand on the gameplay. It's what they would have done in any other case. Think about it, really. It's what they would have done in any other case. But it also happens to be perfect that it shifts our attention away from the story and onto game mechanics and things that we think, oh, that's cool. I would like to experience that, because most gamers care about gameplay, right? Stories matter, 100%. Well, a lot of times when you're checking out a game, you're also assessing it by its gameplay and if that's going to be fun, right? When you're looking at Batman Arkham Asylum or any of the Batman series like that, you know, yeah, it's Batman. It might be a cool Batman story, but you just kind of want it to be Batman. You know?
Yeah, I get you, but for like a game like The Last of Us that has really built itself up on, or people that have built it up on its ability to tell this amazing story. I mean, like for instance, I didn't watch it, so I don't know, but like, can you tell me what new gameplay innovation has Naughty Dog come up with for this game?
Oh yes. Okay, we can talk about that. So, so one of the focuses is on Ellie. Ellie is different; plays differently from Joel. We've played her before, right, in the DLC for the original Last of Us, right? But then now they've kind of upgraded some of her mechanics. There's a dedicated jump button, and because Ellie is not as big and brusque as Joe, so a lot of enemies can overpower her. So she makes up for that with her nimbleness and her agility.
She's quicker than the NPCs.
Yeah. She's quicker than NPCs. There's a dedicated dodge button, right? So you can dodge, you have to time it right, and it kind of flows really well. The animation is just superb, right?
You can always you can always run away from a battle if you feel overwhelmed. The game has been designed in such a way that you can run and hide for cover and whatnot.
Say, yes.
In terms of quality of life, has been.
I asked you guys about new innovations in game.
These are all
new. They are new to The Last of Us.
From the previous game.
They are new to The Last of Us. And literally nobody else.
No. So basically, it's all about so there's another thing I'd say, that there's a type of game this is. This is kind of like survival horror meets third person shooter meets open world RPG crafting, whatever. Right. So it's a very unique game, and then it has a very very different atmosphere because of that kind of. I'm zombie apocalypse. I'm like all these different things, right? And the very tense things. So it's all about making you experiencing what it's actually, what the emotions and what it feels like to be in that space. So them adding, it doesn't have to be a revolutionary thing, but it's the way they execute on even these ideas that are already in other games, combined with their storytelling aptitude and combined with the ability to create a certain atmosphere in game, a certain tone, that makes it something completely new and unique. If you get what I'm saying.
Okay.
There's grass now.
Yeah, but
it's grass.
That's an important
thing. So the dogs can
chase
you, right?
That's an important thing.
But you can stab them in the neck.
No!
That's
the opposite of what I want. This is probably why the game has controversy. God damn it.
The dogs are out to get you. They track your scent and whatnot.
Oh.
Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah. But first, even the grass is even there in the first place, because the grass, you couldn't hide in grass like that before, right? So now there's the grass, but then you can go prone in the grass, right? And you can do all actions you could do standing while prone, such as movement, such as shooting arrows, crafting items, all those different things. And like Bab said, like when you're in the grass, if an enemy gets too close to you, they'll see.
Yeah, they've expanded on the body system from the first one.
You team up during your journey with other people. That's through the course of the story or whatever.
You always have someone. You saw lots of
people. But you've already seen all the characters, all the characters you're teaming up with, like in all the trailers, right?
There'll be lots
of team ups. I guess that's why they showed them over and over again.
There'll be a lot of team ups.
Oh, and much more graphic.
Yeah. They showed the character from the DLC, the Dave that I think Ellie fell in love with the first time.
From the DLC.
So not the one that kissed her in the trailer. This is the character from The Last of Us, the first one.
Oh, really? Was that her? Okay, I didn't recognize that was her. Okay, cool.
I think she was working with the baddies or whatever.
That's an interesting dynamic. That was super graphic.
Came out from the water and stabbed someone that was playing the PS Vita or something. That was nice.
It was seamless, right?
Yeah, the transition from game to cutscene, like IGN said,
RIP Lady with the Vita, RIP Vita.
Okay, alright. I mean, I'm still not
going to
buy it like on launch, bro.
Just wow.
But at least it piqued your interest, right?
Come on.
Yeah, but watching the state of play, I was just like, wait, is Naughty Dog like what they did with the PS3? They are pushing, like how they tried pushing the PS3 to give it the maximum performance to give us that game. I feel they're doing something similar with the PS4. Because it's coming
PS5?
Out...
PS5?
No, with the PS4. Yeah. Because it's coming out at the end of... technically, toward the end of the life cycle of the
generation.
Game.
Yeah, of course.
So they're going to push that machine to its limit.
Yeah. And I want to see. So Uncharted is always its first venture. Then they release some other Uncharted that's like a refined version, and then it's The Last of Us. I feel like that's now their trend, is it not?
Because I'm so hyped for how it's going to be on the PS5, because it's definitely going to come out on the PS5.
Yeah, it will look great. Gosh, I'm excited for that as well. So question. You know, we only got 2 Uncharted this generation.
Oh, no.
Last time we got 3.
Only 2. Oh, darn it.
Oh, really? 1.5, to be honest.
Like 1.5.
Yeah. I'm sad. Don't you be even
sad. It sounded like mockery.
I just truly loved the progression of Uncharted. 1, 2, 3 on the PS3. It just got better and better.
That's a half, man.
It's not a full Uncharted now.
It's like one of those weird hybrids between DLC and a full game, like Got Out of Hell, Charles of the Blood Dragon. It's kind of like DLC, but it's a standalone thing.
Mm-hmm. It might be a game of the edition with both of them in one seat.
I feel like they would have done it by now.
I think that game was them exploring taking Uncharted in a new direction, because I think they finished telling Nathan Drake's story.
Mm-hmm. They should take that puppy out back and shoot it.
Wow.
Do you see this toxicity? Well, we don't condone this toxicity, and I won't stand for it. So just give me the master controls and I'll get rid of this. I don't know who this person is.
You have my address. Come and fight me in my house.
Do you know what? No, because I'm not trying to.
But the laptop, the kids.
Excuse me, I'm going to stay 6 feet apart. I'll just like shoot you from afar. I'll throw a brick through your window.
What?
Hey, it's fair. At least I'll keep a decent distance, and you won't get like infected. So I'm thinking of you at the in the
somebody
end of
all that. Somebody threw the javelin to your eye socket. It's not your fault.
Wow, can you see? This show is meant to be PG, do you know? And here you are, just spouting violence. I don't know about you, man. Yeah, only video game violence is allowed.
In school, kids.
All right. Okay. So let's move on to the announcements for PlayStation Now for the games of next month and Xbox Live's games of next month. So I think we can cover. Sorry, PlayStation Plus. My bad. PlayStation Plus is game lineup for June.
Yeah,
and Xbox Gold Live's game lineup for June. So, there were rumors that Marvel's Spider-Man was going to come, but unfortunately, that was wrong. It was half right, half wrong. Star Wars Battlefront 2 is actually going to be free in June alongside Call of Duty World War II, which our resident Babs had actually said was also going to
happen. But you know, Spider-Man is on PlayStation Now, right? Like, it's been there for a couple months now, right? Mm.
Mm. Yes, on PlayStation Now. So yes.
Like, if you really chose to play it, I do want to buy it. Use the equivalent of 5,000. It's actually less than that. It's like £10. It's like £9. It's like £9. Wow. You pay for 1 month, play it for like 2 weeks.
Yeah. Wow. So do you use PlayStation Now a lot?
I used it, and now I don't, because I played all that I wanted to play in the space of a month. I played Control. Thomas Was Alone, which is a fantastic indie game that everybody should play. Strider, what else? And Until Dawn, yeah. So I did. Control was my main draw. I'm not even gonna lie to you. It was my main draw for getting that PlayStation Now, because I just wanted to play Control because I heard so much about it.
Mm.
Yeah, you enjoyed it.
Oh, cool. I mean, that's really cool. And the way you used it, did you stream the games or did you download the games and play them?
Stream? Oh my! I don't want to mention any brand names here before they come and beat
me. I'll mention on your Swift, on your Swift network internet,
and just to let everyone know we're down.
I was going to say on my internet that is a synonym for fast, but okay. Since you pull the trigger, I tried to stream Limbo and it was like, nope. Limbo is a 2D indie game and it was like, no. What are you doing? No.
You have a better chance of streaming like Super Mario 2.
I didn't even try streaming. I did that one for longs, and I was like, yeah, no, just sounds about right. It's not going to work.
But that's cool. So, yeah, I mean, we talk a lot about Xbox Game Pass because Jersey may have that, but it's good to hear the perspective from PS Now to know that, you know, there's some great games on PS Now as well. So,
very few great
games. Awesome. Okay, very few great games, he says. Mm-hmm. Well,
I'm being mean. I think because I have Spider-Man myself, maybe I don't value it as much because I already have it. So I actually have a lot of good stuff on there. So consider it. Consider it if you...
On the green side, on the Xbox side, we have Shansei and the Pirate's Curse, Coffee Talk, and then from 360, we have Cinemora. And all the way back from Xbox, Destroy All Humans.
Hmm.
I feel... PlayStation on this month. I don't know. For me, as a player. Oh, you think Xbox One?
Yeah. Xbox Destroy All Humans is a pretty fun game. And
yeah, I think that's what I'm most hyped for because the second one is coming out soon, I think. I'd like to play that and see what the hype was about for.
It's a reboot, yeah. Not even like I think it's a reboot that they're going to release. It's not even like they Destroy All Humans too, back in the day. So what next?
Oh, it's a remake.
All right. Yeah. So moving on. So you know the games. That's IGN Summer of Games schedule has been released. So that's pretty exciting, huh?
I mean, okay.
Yep.
Sort of dude, like, what is wrong with your spirit today? I don't understand what's going on.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
To me, this still feels like E3 because last year I watched E3 online, most likely through IGN Live. And now I'm just going to be getting the same content, or almost the same content on IGN.
I mean, they announced the list of reviews, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then what works? I didn't even look at... follow IGN.
June 4th, Summer of Gaming Kickoff. June 5th, IGN Expo Day 1, unannounced game from Funcom, The Outsiders. Exclusive unannounced gameplay. Muscle Shell, Observer, then Samurai Jack, Battle 3 Time. I'd like to see that.
I'd like to
see that game.
Same.
And on June 8th, IGN Expo Day 2, unannounced classic revival, Merch Games. Then another game from Fabaz, another Wasteland 2 from Deep Silver, World Exclusive Trailer. And Second Extinction, Gameplay World Premiere, but I think I saw this on the Xbox. Then Borderlands 3, Gearbox Exclusive Bounty of Blood DLC. So they are promoting the DLC. Then Special Icons Interview with David Hayter, the original voice of Solid Snake, as he discusses Metroid Gear. Even though talking about the new Metroid Gear, I really don't see why we're changing for that. Then IGN Expo Day 3, New World from Amazon. Inclusive War PvP game. So they have something apart from Crucible.
The thing that I hope that most people forgot exists.
Barely 1 week after it was released. Everspace 2 by Rockfish Games, Total War Troy, Creative Assembly, exclusive gameplay interview. Then special icons interview that's by Fargo discusses the founding of Blizzard and why RPG fans should be looking forward to this land.
Okay, well, you know what?
CD Projekt. Then June 11th, we have CD Projekt Red live stream. So that's basically means Cyberpunk 2077, unless there's a new update for Witcher 3.
There isn't.
Then EA Play Live, Humankind, then June 12th, Independence Day, Animal Crossing Celebration Island Tour Charity.
That's not your Independence Day.
That was a good. Yeah, that's Independence Day. Then.
No, it's Democracy.
Well, it is. Sorry, Democracy Day, my bad. Democracy Day. Then June 15th, Core Pump by Artificial Core, exclusive gameplay and interview. Destroy All Humans by THQ Nordic, gameplay and interview. Mafia, Definitive Edition, worldwide gameplay debut. So we'll see the Mafia 1, I guess. Mafia 1 remake. Because I've seen reviews for 2. And Scarlet Nexus by Bandai Namco. That was
that one I'm interested in because it looks so cool.
The Xbox, option of Xbox.
Yeah, I don't care. It's coming out.
SpongeBob Square. That's by THQ Nordic as well.
Yeah.
June 18th, Torchlight 3.
Wait, how many Special games is this thing?
And June 24th, Dreamskeeper. Exclusive game. I miss you too. I can officially say I miss you too.
So at least you have everything within like 3 days, not this thing that's spanning several weeks. This is ridiculous.
So that's from June 4th to June 24th. I think they're making provision for things like for when Xbox does their own event, whenever it is, or PlayStation on 4th of June.
Nice. Too much time.
So, Cole, what's next?
So next, we're talking about Apex Season 5, which has some stats in, and it says that the best inflow and retainment of players from a season yet. Is this because of COVID, or is this because of Apex? The floor is open to discussion.
Neither, none of the above.
So we got some ancillary news. So we've got a Formula One driver was caught cheating on the Formula One game using a pro gamer.
You hate to see it.
That was hilarious.
You know what? I feel like to some extent, it should be okay. Like,
what?
If I want to win digitally, like I win, like I trained to drive, right? But I'm not trained to drive in a video game. So I want someone that can represent me as close as possible to the real me digitally as I represent myself in real life. Is that too much to ask for?
Yeah. Yes.
Wait,
I almost forgot something. Yes. It's too much. Don't do it.
I'm so confused.
Why would you get a pro gamer to act as you? Whoa, it's too big. The prominent Formula E driver has been dropped by his team and forced to pay money to charity after he was caught cheating online. Whoa.
How did they find out?
Whoa.
He probably played way too good.
he's been suspended by his team at Audi Sports.
What? Oh no!
Wow.
Credibility is key, fam. Honesty and all that.
Oh man, that's actually kind of wild, huh?
So, yeah, well, how did they actually catch him? That's the truth, man.
I don't know. Did they have face cam on or like body cam on, and his movements, like the movements he was making with his body, didn't match the movements that the driver on screen was making or something? Could that have been it?
Probably was lagging, his car was lagging.
You hate to see it.
Just integrity, transparency, and consistent compliance with the applicable rules are top priorities for Audi. This applies to accessibility the brand is involved with, without exception. Wow.
So basically, this happened because, like, why does, like, okay, so, sorry, I'm just reading that basically he was reported by other teammates or other people, on another Formula E driver, who was like, yo, he wasn't playing like that before. Like, I'm very upset now because, you know, that's not how he was driving before. Someone is clearly driving for him, and that's why they started investigating him. So it basically got tattletailed on, and that cost him his job. What happened to your game mode? Not for your own driving. But I guess if you can lie in esports, you can lie in real sports. So, you know, that's what it is.
I mean, it's just don't cheat. It's like, stop it. It's a game.
Like, stop it. God damn it. Get out. Go and get.
Yeah, but what I find so funny is like how they were all so competitive about this charity race, though.
Well, I mean, it is a competition. Who can find the better person to play for them?
Drive for them?
Who can spend the most money? In all fairness, it's kind of like a Pokemon battle, if you really think about it. It's not like they're fighting themselves. It's just who can get the best esports player to be there fighting for them.
Yeah, but it's a charity thingy. Maybe playing as themselves in the game. Or
it's meaningless. Yeah, it's even weird because it's meaningless for their rep, because the ability to drive in real life does not translate to your ability to drive in game. Like, that's not how it works.
But you guys are you're missing the point. It's not about integrity and whatnot. It was for charity, first of all. For charity, and it's an official. It's not like it was a big thing. The league, the Formula E league, came together and they put this thing together. So it's like someone cheating at Dota,
I doubt it was his wonderful love and commitment to the charity of his choice that made him cheat. I think it was just a desire to win. That's what I was thinking, it's not like it should affect their professional rep. You know, it shouldn't. It's a video game. Your ability to drive a car should not tell. It doesn't really tell me much about your ability to drive in a driving video game. So it's like, so why?
Yeah, unless you're using a simulator, like
even then,
Gran Turismo, and you're using those official. Wheels and accelerator and brakes.
Even then, some might still argue that it's not even exactly the same still.
Must be close. If it's Gran Turismo, that is.
It's just like, why even cheat then? Like, to what end? I mean, was it worth it? Like, maybe he just didn't think he could possibly get caught.
Like, the guy must feel so stupid. The guy must feel so stupid right now because basically your whole career ended over you cheating in a video game. Like,
video games, like, dude.
For charity. Exactly. For fucking charity. It wasn't like it was for $1 million. It was for charity, man. And you cheated. And you lost your job. Like, what the hell?
It's like, no matter who wins, somebody wins. So there's no loser. There's no real losers here. So why? I don't get it, man.
I get you. Yeah, so I mean that's I guess heartbreaking news. Like, you know, who would dishonor the sport by cheating? And so FIFA football leagues have got to resume. So there will be a FIFA 2021. So FIFA heads, rejoice.
Nobody cares.
Nice. Rude. Still getting that for your Christmas present, you know.
If you try it, oh my days. Oh, let me not call you by your full government name here. If you try it.
I'll sign up for FIFA Ultimate Team and everything. It'll be great. We'll all bond together.
Can you remember
talking about?
Can you remember the cost that Freya took Kratos after Baldur died?
Why? Why don't you want to know about 443 or is it 442 formation?
No worries.
What's up with that?
4-3-3,
yeah. Okay. Oh, there we go. See? What do you mean? He knows.
I'm sure I told you my age.
All right. Actually, speaking of football, random thing, but I was about to say Captain Tsubasa Reservoir Chronicles, but I stopped myself. Captain Tsubasa, that's looking real good. I think I might get it. I think. Depends on how deep gameplay goes.
All right. So let's not forget, we did mention one more thing in our intro, and that was PlayStation's imminent reveal on June the 4th, I believe.
Hype. Very excited about that.
So, can anybody give us the lowdown on what exactly is happening? Because they said you're invited, a look into the future of gaming on PlayStation 5.
Well,
they're going to show some games. They haven't explicitly said they're going to show us the console, but it's rumored that they will. But, you know, rumors are dangerous and often lies. So don't put too much stick in
them. Exactly. Their exact words were, that's why I'm excited to share that we will soon give you a first look at the games you'll be playing after PlayStation 5 launches this holiday. The games coming to PS5 represent the best in the industry for blah, 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 blah.
It's just shocking that they are introducing backwards compatibility to PS3, and the PS3 games
are
going to show you.
All right. Yes. It's all good. After everybody has bought to be master. Calm down there.
Hey, at least
now, so
you have a way to play the original Red Dead Redemption that isn't streaming.
True. But yeah, so I mean that's all cool and everything. But yeah, it looks like we're gonna be getting another gameplay review. We're gonna see more games.
Just keep your expectations low.
I just want to see the back controller. That's all I
want to
see right now.
See, all they have told us is about the game. So they said there's more stuff coming soon. So I'm guessing they're ramping up their hype reel, right? Because if you think about it, you know, Xbox, most stuff about Xbox is revealed already, so everybody knows what's there. So now everyone's waiting with bated anticipation, and they've been baiting us bit by bit. And if they now start to do the proper marketing now, right, they'll have our attention for the latter half of the year.
Which is what they want.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think we'll get games. I don't think we're going to see the box. And I also think that we will... that's it. I think we'll see more. We'll see more stuff going forward. They'll announce little other events. Eventually, we'll see the box, but not yet.
Hope their first party game is over.
Well, they didn't say that, so I wouldn't. I was going to say is that don't keep your expectations low, right? Keep your expectations high for games, right? So that if it's not met, you can tell them it's not met, and they can know where your expectations are, right? Keep your expectations low for anything other than what they mentioned.
I still say just generally keep them low because game companies, they lie and they do bad things and they misrepresent sometimes. So can't be trusted. But that's just me, your resident
citizen. Guys, today I found the new V-term in the video game world. Look, we've had Wii release, we've had remake, we've had remastered. Today I saw a video for Warframe, and it was reimagined. Have you guys heard that before? So it was like these are the wings have morphed. We've got a new league, guys.
I mean, it's just another one to add to the pile, I guess. Revelations, returned, reborn, remastered, reimagined, remade, and now reimagined, because why not?
Yeah, imagine. I saw that and I just laughed. And since Kunde's can hear something more.
So, I mean, that's it for this exciting week of gaming. I guess we can cap it off by just talking about what we're playing. I am 10 minutes late for a Call of Duty Mobile tournament, so I'll be signing off and I'll be seeing you later. And 5K.
What?
Wow.
Are you being
wow. That can't even buy me Atmosphere hamburger. What the hell?
What's my own with Atmosphere hamburger? It's about winning and getting that money.
Okay,
so that's 5K per person, though.
What?
So five people on the team, so 25.
Wow. I've just finished the Heavensward expansion of Final Fantasy 14, getting into Stormblood, and I'm actually currently at a guild to become an armorer, because now I think I want to be able to craft stuff as well. So that's probably going to add like an extra, I don't know, 50 hours to this game that is already so ridiculously huge, but I'm here.
Well, you give me good gear for free, right?
We'll see. Maybe what? Discounts.
No, come on.
I was looking on the market just now for a specific armor set that I wanted because it looked so cool, and I saw the prices. These things were going for a quarter of a mil. Now I can afford that, but I don't want to spend that much. So I decided, what instead if I make those things for myself and sell the excess and become rich? And exactly. I think that's what I'm going to do. I like having money. And if I can't get it in real life, you're goddamn sure I'm going to get it in this game. Fucking hell.
What the hell? Sorry, what just happened?
What do you mean? What happened?
I feel like I was banished into the shadow realm. I couldn't hear anything for like a second.
Oh dear. I think it's only Cool and I that could hear each other then. That's okay.
Good
to
hear you guys. I'm playing an old game right now. I'm playing Astro Chain. Funny, because I think I reviewed it when it came out or something. I'm just playing it.
Hey guys, so we've had some technical difficulties and the podcast kind of had to end suddenly. But we hope you enjoyed what parts of the show you did get to hear, and we look forward to seeing you guys again next week as we cover the future of PlayStation / future of gaming with their gameplay reveal coming on June 4th, and also the Summer of Games Festival by IGN. See you in the next one, guys.